You're listening to the Ohio Conference Cast, where we explore topics related to the workings of Ohio Conference. Here are your hosts, Bill Seymour and Thomas Dunn.
Well, welcome everyone to the first official, that's not the introductory version, of the Ohio Conference Cast.
If you're watching on a screen, you'll see the balloons start to lift up off of our table.
Explosions in the background.
That's right.
So that third voice you hear there is Cliff Brubaker. I'm Thomas Dunn.
And I'm Bill Seymour.
And so Bill and I are attempting to curate a podcast for the first time ever, and our first
episode... Wait, this is the first podcast ever?
Our first podcast.
Oh, our first, okay.
I've listened to a lot of them. But we are here with Cliff, and we just wanted to interview him and get to know Cliff a little bit better, so I figured this is a great place to start.
Yeah, we're at the site of the second year of Covenant Pastors Meeting. We're up at Maple Grove Mennonite Church in Hartville, and one thing that we learned today is that Cliff Brubaker is a crazy man. Cliff, you have I don't want to say wild, you have an ambitious vision for the next couple of months. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Well, it got started when I talked with a friend of mine, and I told him what I was thinking about, and he told me that the person that is now the executive director of Mennonite Church Canada, when he started that job, he made a commitment to visit every Mennonite church in Canada in a year's time, and he got it done.
Well, that's not hard. There's like four of them.
So he implied that I ought to be able to get that done in 2.5 months' time with the Ohio Conference. So I'm setting out to visit all the churches, the leadership groups, and all the Ohio Conference churches between now and mid-December.
So Cliff, tell us a little bit, let's backtrack a little bit. Tell us a little who you are, and then Bill alluded, there's a new thing you're trying out here, but yes, tell us a little about who you are.
Well, if I go back far enough, I after college was a farmer, and then I was called into pastoral ministry by the church we were part of, and so I was a farmer and pastor, and then I was a pastor, and then I was a transitional pastor for 11 years. And then I was an executive director of Amigo Center, a camp and conference center in Sturgis, Michigan, for 5 years. And now I'm here as a regional pastor, half-time with the Ohio Conference, and then half-time helping to finish the Year of Covenant off with the conference here.
So that you've been half-time for how long?
Since the April Fool's Day.
And you're sure it's a real job? If you figured that out, it wasn't a real
job.
I get paychecks. I haven't been able to cash any of them yet. But I got them. So
you've been half-time since April, and now you're starting what? The
second half-time position.
So you're full-time equivalent.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the second half-time is what Bill was alluding to as your ambitious goal here.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So every congregation, leadership team of every congregation in Ohio Conference, how many congregations are there right now?
I think there's 53 or 4 now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
And so why are you doing this? What's the end game?
Well, part of it is to just make a connection that relationships between conference and congregations have been strained to some degree over the last couple of years. There's been a lot of strains. That's one of them, I guess. And so this gives an opportunity for somebody from the conference to be present in a congregation with the leadership in a congregation and to hear from them where they are with the conference and what they need going forward into the future. And so it's really just a chance to do that face-to-face conversation on their turf and hear from them.
And you said there's a time. What's the time frame you're looking at here?
I'm hoping to be finished up early in December.
This is the end of September when we're recording this.
That's right.
So adding all that up, that's, I don't know, let's say 75 days.
That's pastor math, which is
a little shady, yeah. Okay, so 53 churches in 75 days. That sounds doable. How's your wife feel about
that? Why are you laughing about that? Yeah. Yeah, and why is my wife saying that's ridiculous?
Yeah.
Well, I had sat down and done the math, and my hope was that particularly in the churches at a distance, I could do 5 in a weekend, 3 on a Saturday and 2 on a Sunday. so that I could do that in a geographical area to kind of minimize the travel time. And I thought that given the schedule that I had, then I could do the ones that were close enough driving distance to me during the weekdays then, if I could work that out. And so I thought that left me enough time to do that. And it may not, and we may need to extend it, but that's my target. That's what I'd like to do. So
what could a congregation expect from, so what's a meeting with Cliff, the regional pastor that's doing these interviews, going to look, maybe interview, is it going to be an interview? What's that going to be like?
Hopefully it's a conversation. I'm going to have a set of prepared questions. Well, first of all, just I'll call and make contact with congregations and ask them what could work and maybe suggest some times that could work. And hopefully we can negotiate together about what can work, serve both of our purposes well. I will send to all the congregations a standard set of questions that I'm going to ask, and they'll have those in advance. And at least get a feel for what I'm going to be talking with them, asking them about as we talk. And they're, and hopefully they're questions that have enough target that that will go across conference that we can hear back with some uniformity from conference congregations on the same question, and also allow congregations the freedom to speak to issues, questions, concerns they have that they want conference to hear about as we go forward. So there'll be we'll have a probably an hour and a half time frame that we work maximum that we work within for the time we do, so that we can keep on focus and on task and work with the questions that I've set out for us to do. And if we find that we need more time to talk, we'll figure out how we'll do that. But that's the target, that we'll be wrapped up in an hour and a half when we start.
So you'll finish these, let's just say, you'll finish these in early December, mid-December, and then the eggnog will pour and the goose will be cooked. And then we have annual conference assembly in March. How will, or have you given any thought to how you will communicate what you learned or how the conversations went?
Yeah, I'm hoping that for the last part of December, mid-December on, I will spend some time summarizing. Well, I should back up and say my wife, Marilyn, is going to come with me as a recorder for the conversation, so that we'll have a summary of each of the conversations on file then. And then I will put those together in summary, maybe long form. We'll have to see what it looks like, but in summary form for the leadership team. And hopefully early in January, we'll be able to sit down and look at those and map out the next 2.5 months between the early January and ACA, and say what of this do we need to work on to get ready for annual conference assembly, and what will carry us forward for work that we need to do beyond the annual conference assembly.
And maybe sometime in cluster meetings in February
Would think that there will be time to report on that in the cluster meetings when they happen.
If there's going to be cluster meetings, which may be a good future podcast of will there be cluster meetings.
So coming to a podcast near you.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Because we know we're not having them in the fall. I don't know about the spring.
Well, we're still having cluster meetings. They have a different focus to them.
Yeah, well, they're not called cluster meetings, so are they cluster meetings?
They're called missional gatherings. So at our missional gatherings, or our Cliff gatherings, or our Thomas wants to change all our stuff gatherings in February, we may hear from Cliff regarding his conversations.
Thomas, would you let me do that? I mean, Thomas wants to change everything.
If I have the authority, I would let you do whatever you want.
Thank you.
Nice. So how did your wife get involved in this? And how can we pray for her?
Well, she's a slave driver, I'm just telling you.
Careful, this goes over the airwaves, you know, right?
It's true. Thank,
we'll edit that part out.
Thank you for clarifying that point, in the 11 years I did transitional work, Marilyn would often go with me, particularly when we were doing process meetings in congregation. And I found that she had a remarkable capacity to hear what was happening in the meeting and A, put it into writing, and B, summarize the key themes out of it. She's a writer by trade and was a teacher as well. but she has a significant capacity to do that, and we know how to work together. She just retired, and as I've reported in important places, she has some problems with getting into mischief, and so I invited her to come along as a way of keeping her out of mischief, the difficulty she has with
that. You know, I gave you a way to dig yourself out of that hole, and then you just put yourself right back in.
I did.
Well, say, our editing capabilities are not that good.
Yeah, we aren't that good at editing.
Yeah. No, it does give her a chance. Because of some of the work I've done, some of the years in the last 11, or 15, we haven't spent a lot of time together. And it's actually kind of fun for us to think about doing a project together. And so I think I can speak for both of us and say we're kind of looking forward to seeing how this goes.
And I would recommend you stop there before you dig yourself another hole. Get a dozen roses on your way home. Everything will be fine.
Hear me not talking right now.
So is there anything from the congregational side? So say we are optimistic and think there's some leadership team members from different congregations listening to this, and they think, how can we make Cliff's life easier? Well, what would you suggest? What's something that congregations can help you in your task here?
I would say I will begin working on setting up meetings very soon, but if you know when it would work for you to come, for me to come to you, I'd be delighted if you'd give me a call. And my contact information is on the website of the conference. And give me a call, and I'll be glad to get those set up as soon as we can and do that. That'd probably be the single most helpful thing. Even if we set up the meetings in November, just as long as I've got those skeletons in place to work off of, that will really help me a lot. So, yeah, and probably the second thing is to see whether, at least for the church, I live in actually in southern Michigan, just across the line from the Archbold cluster of churches in northwest corner of Ohio. So particularly for the churches that are in the eastern part, the more I can do to get those clustered together for meeting times, that would help. And if some of you in the eastern side can talk to the congregation that's just down the road and find a time that could work for the two of you in close proximity time-wise, that would help me as well, too.
Well, is there anything else, Bill? Do you have any other questions? Or Cliff, anything you'd like to add here?
I'm good.
I'm really looking forward. I wanted to say I'm really looking forward to this time. I find, at least in my transitional work, I found these really fun times, and I look forward to it. It's a good way for me to get to know the conference, too, and I'm thankful for that opportunity. So.
And you should know, our listeners, that Thomas and I can see his face, and he really believes what he's saying. So this is not just a political line. He truly looks like, and I believe him, that he wants to get together with us, and that's excellent. So, Cliff, we're grateful that you are willing to come and help us with our inaugural podcast.
It's been an honor and privilege, I have, and I really mean that, too. Yeah,
we'll see the 10 people who go and listen. We'll see how that works.
Yeah. Yes, well, thank you for tuning in to the Ohio Conference Cast. Cliff, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We have an email address, and it is OhioConferenceCast, spell it all out, lowercase, no spaces, OhioConferenceCast@gmail.com, and you can send us your kind responses and
words of encouragement and affirmation.
Future. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, it has to be kind. But if you do have questions or comments or things that you would like to know more about, we're exploring this medium of podcast, and we can use it to answer some questions and broader the communication of the conference. We'd be glad to do that. So hit us up with an email.
Thanks for listening to the Ohio Conference Cast. We would like to hear from you. You can email us at ohioconferencecast@gmail.com with any topics or questions you would like us to explore.